Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We've got lots of things to cover. Oh, probably some of it you've already heard, but we're going to put a different slant on it. Maybe just give you a few other ideas on things. But first, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for such a time as this, for bringing us together right here, right now, at this moment. All those who are listening, Father, I pray your blessings upon them, your comfort, should they need it, and encouragement. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your love and your mercy and your forgiveness. What children we are at times that go astray and try to chase our own little dreams and not seek your will in our lives, which can bring us the most gratification. We ask your protection over this nation, Father, and the protection over President Donald Trump, and for all those who served with him as they are being blasted. And Lord, I pray for our leaders that they will turn from their wicked ways and acknowledge you as God. Lord, we know that you have placed before us a great challenge. And for CSC Talk Radio and for myself, I say, here am I, send me. Bless this show today. Bless CSC Talk Radio, Father. You know our needs and they are great. And thank you. Thank you, Father, for those listening who have been sending in donations. None is small. All are needed, and we just appreciate it so much. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we bow before you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I have with me an old article from Phyllis Schlafly, and she says, today is not President's Day. And I'm going to share that with you. Now, we're under this vortex here in mid-Missouri, as most of this nation and other places are as well, suffering. And there are many who are without power. The storm has hit mightily. It is cold outside. Rudy and I both shared this weekend that he had a son whose electricity went out, and they ended up doing okay right after he'd bought some backup generators. Within about an hour, 2 hours, the electricity came back on. I had a son whose furnace went out, and they all huddled in one room together, and they had a little space heater, and the furnace man came and he fixed the furnace. Not a good time to be out of electricity or heat. Always a good idea to have a backup. But this is from Phyllis Schlafly back in 2012, and Ed Martin, who represents Phyllis Schlafly's Eagle Forum now, has sent this out, and I thought that I would share it with you today. She says, I won't be among those celebrating President's Day today. Oh, what I started to say was, in this block where we have the banks, the courthouse, and the post office, it's very quiet. Of course, I think it would be today anyway with the weather the way it is. But it's very quiet because the banks aren't open, the courthouse isn't open, the lawyers' offices up down the street are not open, and the post office isn't open. So it's usually a time that's quiet, almost an eerie type of quiet, but that's when I could usually get a few things done that I have piled up. So let's go on with Phyllis's article. She goes, I can think of a lot of presidents who do not deserve to be honored with a holiday. But George Washington surely does. And in fact, this third Monday in in February is, by federal law, George Washington's birthday, not President's Day. The calendar goofed up the name of this holiday by calling it President's Day at the time when we made our holidays fall on Mondays. Ask your children why we honor George Washington as first in war, first in peace, first in the hearts of countrymen. If they don't know, teach them some facts about Washington that they won't learn in school. Among the many great men of this time, he was acknowledged. He wasn't the acknowledged leader. He earned and retained an enthusiastic loyalty of his men because of his daily adherence to sound judgment, justice, and zeal for duty. George Washington was a man of tremendous personal honor and integrity. With George Washington, what you saw was what you got. The public man and the private man were one and the same. He is an extraordinary example of public official whose character was above reproach and whom praise by others did not corrupt. That's interesting, isn't it? The liberals and secularists have tried to make Washington out to be only a deist. But deists do not believe in miracles or in the intervention of the Lord to help humans. Records show that Washington was a lifelong member of the Anglican Church, and he repeatedly implored God for his protection and favor. It's clear from Washington's recorded prayers that he prayed for the direct intervention of God to aid our victory and independence. And it's also clear that Washington believed that God did intervene to help the Americans attain victory at crucial times during our War of American Independence. George Washington was America's indispensable man. It's no exaggeration to say that without his leadership, we would not have a United States of America. There are a lot of stories about George Washington. That concludes Phyllis's article on that. And so, like I said, she wrote that or recorded it in February of 2012. I remember when I was in school and they recognized President's Day. And when you were in elementary school, they'd show you the profiles of George Washington and President Lincoln. And those were the ones they showed. We would cut those out and hang them up. And I apologize. I have a frog in my throat today that's very unpleasant for me and probably unpleasant for you to listen to. It's not COVID. It's not COVID. It's just a frog. I don't know if the frog has COVID, though. He might have COVID. So I wanted to, Rudy's always bugging me in the mornings when I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to talk about. I'm teasing him a little bit, but he always wants to know what the teaser is for the show. And I don't know, I'm still reading, I'm still trying to come up with something. So I did come up with something, and it's Who Looks the Fools? That was my title. That was our teaser. Who Looks the Fools? Maybe it's you, maybe it's me. Maybe it's the Dems and the Rhinos who constantly bully their narratives against we the people. Against the will of we the people. What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees? You've heard me say that. I've quoted that so many times. I feel it applies to us today, though, and to those on the opposite side of the political arena. The second impeachment acquittal by the Senate leaves a bad taste in my mouth. You want to know why? I hear music. I'm going to hold that little teaser until we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Who Looks the Fools? And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I mentioned when we went into that break, I kind of gave you a little teaser. You didn't know where I was going with that, I don't think. But the second impeachment acquittal by the Senate leaves a bad taste in my mouth. It should leave a bad taste in your mouth, too. And still anger in the hearts of patriots. Not because President Trump was acquitted, but because the Dems and the Rhinos pulled this again. And we had to pay for it. We were forced to sit through it. I tried not to watch more of it than I had to. What's next? Sorry, I was yelling. Didn't mean to do that. Are we the people going to continue to allow these political hacks, corrupt politicians, deep staters, to run roughshod over this nation? Because that's what's going on. There's talk even now that they want to do a civil court against President Donald Trump. You see, they have to take him out because he awakened, and enthusiastically awakened, those silent little patriots in America. The ones who constantly just take it and take it and take it. Oh, what's that old country song about the boy who never would fight? And then they abused his girlfriend, and he shut the door and he fought them all. You feel like that? Kind of feel like that. Can't remember the name of the song.
The Coward of the County.
The Coward of the County, Rudy to the rescue. His father made him promise not to fight and get in trouble like he did. But sometimes you have to fight, my friends. I wrote an article several years ago explaining that the left are the true bullies. Look at what they've done. On the other side of these abuses against our republic, each time more is revealed to us who are watching. Washington said, "Truth will ultimately prevail where there are pains to bring it to light." Pains. It's been painful, hasn't it? It's been painful. And the scripture tells us that the truth will set you free. It says in John 8:31-32, "So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.' The pains, unfortunately, are necessary in order for we the people to know the truth. Our freedoms, our liberty, it doesn't come from anybody in D.C. or your state offices, nor does it come from our precious documents. But they are from God. For you have been called to live in freedom. Use your freedom to serve one another in love." Galatians 5:13. You have been called to live in freedom. And Galatians 12:14 says, "As for those who are agitating you, I wish they would proceed to emasculate themselves. For you, brothers, were called to freedom. But not to use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, rather serve one another in love. The entire law is fulfilled in a single decree: love your neighbor as yourself." It's amazing to me how both these parties can unite against Trump, but they can never unite to help the American people. There is nothing that President Biden has done since he's been in office to help the American people. Not one thing. Now, they usually do agree on spending your money, that's for sure, to satisfy their donors and their special interests, and they'll throw you a little morsel here and there, calling it a stimulus check. Well, George Washington also said, "The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government." Are the burdens weighing you down enough to have you rise up for liberty, to acknowledge God, and to claim that which belongs to you? Reclaim what belongs to you, your freedom, your liberty, your independence. Who look the fools? Who be the fools today? We can no longer be silent, my friends. We have got to stand up, not just for ourselves, but as our founding fathers would say, for our posterity. There were 7 GOP senators who voted to convict Donald Trump of insurrection, inciting a riot. And let me name those for you. GOP Senator Richard Burr from North Carolina, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Susan Collins from Maine, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, Mitt Romney from Utah, Ben Sasse from Nebraska, and Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania. They broke with their party, dealing a substantial blow to Trump. Was it a substantial blow to Trump? I don't think so. This particular article comes from The Hill, which we used to trust The Hill when we had a man on The Hill, but now we don't have a man on The Hill. I'm not sure what we got up there. But the GOP senators joined with every member of the Democrat caucus, every member of the Democrat caucus, including that one who's supposed to be a moderate. So not one of these Democrats, or these 7 Republicans, so-called, believe in rule of law. Not a one of them. Or they would not have done this. It was a sham, it was a disgrace, and it was meant to be a slap in the face for Donald Trump and for everybody, 70-some million people. Well, I think it was much more than that. Who voted for him? Not once, but twice. It's amazing to me. Not really. But how corrupt D.C. truly is. One thing that O'Biden said when he was running for office was he was going to get rid of the dark money. That's not true. You don't believe that for one second. This is a man who's got a pocket full of China money. This is from American Greatness, and it's written by Eric Lindrum. Multiple shady left-wing organizations were found to have funneled tens of millions in dark money toward the campaigns of Joe Biden and other Democrats in the 2020 election cycle. And that was reported from the Washington Free Beacon. One such group is Tides Advocacy, which spent at least $1.6 million in dark money on Democratic and left-wing causes last year. Another is 1630 Fund, which sent at least $60 million to committees and other organizations to support, in support of Biden and other Democrats. Groups like 1630 are meant to hide the identities of donors who wish to spend excessive amounts of money on political causes, and the amount spent in 2020 may exceed previous election cycles, you think? Among the groups receiving money from 1630 are Victory 2020, which received $5.7 million. American Bridge was another one, which was given $4.4 million. Future Forward, which received $5 million, and Priorities USA Action at $4.5 million. 1630 operates under the umbrella of Arabella Advisors, a consulting firm in Washington, D.C., that is behind multiple dark money organizations such as the New Venture Fund and Windward Fund and the Hopeful Fund in 2019. These four organizations combined raised over $715 million for left-wing causes and their candidates. The massive use of left-wing dark money is in direct contrast to what Joe Biden, calls on the campaign trail to decrease the use of dark money. He just meant the use of dark money for Republicans, where he explicitly called for the end of dark money groups and increasing transparency. Election spending. D.C. is a big, it's a big money laundering place to be, I guess. Corruption to the hilt, to the hill, against the American people and their will. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I hope you had a good weekend. We all kind of hunkered in, stayed in this weekend with the vortex of bad weather. You know, it's kind of a joke in my house and here in the office because the guys, Rudy and my husband, they love to keep tracking the weather. And so the weather people always track the weather. And I say, well, quit tracking this stuff. Maybe it'd stop coming if you quit tracking it. Of course, that's just Beth's little sense of humor. You know, These Republican rhinos that voted against President Donald Trump, I think they're going to get their comeuppance. I think the American people have had just about enough of it. What was the old comedian, the Christian comedian Mark Lowry used to say, moms should have a little light flashing on their head before they reach that point as, I have had enough, and turn and chase the children. I think the American people have had enough. Now, there are a few. I refuse to believe that we're 50-50 divided. My son's always getting on to me for that. Yes, we are, Mother. I said, I don't think we are. Well, I think there's a great division. Don't get me wrong. But I think the majority of the American people, if they had the truth in front of them, would be set free from the Democrat Party and the rhinos and the socialism and the deep state. Here's an example of what to do. Virginia College forfeits basketball game after they suspended players for kneeling during the anthem. Amazing, right? Bluefield College, a small Baptist liberal arts school nestled in the Appalachian Mountains in Bluefield, Virginia, doesn't seem to be likely placed to make the national news. But when players on the men's basketball team took a knee during the playing of the national anthem, after being warned several times it was against school policy, the school president promptly suspended the players and forfeited a game. The players had knelt several times before games in January and February at both home and away games. After being warned about the practice, the players decided to stay in the locker room during the playing of the national anthem before an away game. But before the game on February the 9th, the players decided to kneel for the anthem. College President David Olive told the coach there would be consequences for the actions of the players for violating the college policy. And those consequences involved suspending the entire team and forfeiting a game. I wonder if they've thought about forfeiting their scholarships just yet. In a statement, Olive said his decision to suspend the entire team was based on my own awareness of how kneeling is perceived by some in our country. And I did not think a number of our alumni, friends, and donors of the college would view the act of kneeling during the anthem in a positive way. I don't think many of us do. And, you know, I read to you, and I don't have it in front of me today because it just now popped into my mind, what they call the Black National Anthem. But in the last verse of that, it says that they will be loyal to their land, to their country. But they're not. They want to turn this country, with the BLM and the Antifa, they want to turn this country into something it is not meant to be. It was not designed to be. And that's communist. What is it about those who follow the socialism and the communism? What is it about freedom and independence that they don't like? Oh, they can blame it all on white people if they want to, but that's not the truth. There are many, many and different races that are a lot better off than I am in this world. They started from better means, and I had a good family. Daddy took care of us, but we were never wealthy. I don't think we considered ourselves poor, though. We didn't know what we didn't have. You know, we had love, we had music. We were like any other family. There were squabbles. But we always had clothes. Sometimes they were hand-me-downs. I always claimed my hand-me-downs were out of style. My sister is nine years older than I am. And we usually got a new winter coat, when we needed it. Some of us didn't grow very fast. Some of us didn't grow very much. But it's time for these kids, and that's what they're acting like. They're acting like spoiled children in this nation that are taking a knee because many of their own family, grandfathers, great-grandfathers fought for their liberty. We had all colors of men and women who went to war for independence. Unfortunately, I think in the latest years, we have gone to war for something else, and it's not been about freedom or liberty in America, which they keep saying democracy. They want democracy in these other countries. Well, we don't want democracy here, do we? Do we want democracy? No, we don't. We want our republic restored. Sometimes we just have to laugh, though. And there's a great website to go to. It's called the Babylon Bee. And it is satire. But it is so on-spot funny sometimes. You know, the one over the weekend, if you follow me on Facebook, you can see I post a lot of those on the show's page, which is CSE Talk Radio. That's the show's official page. The group page says with Beth Ann's, with your favorite host, Beth Ann. Somebody else put that up. Not me. And that's the group page, and you're welcome to post there and comment there. But the official page is just CSC Talk Radio. And that's where I do the posting. I don't even hardly do any personal posting at all anymore. I just don't hardly look at anything. I'm just so disgusted with it and burned out with it. The Babylon Bee is a satire. And here, this one, I really caught my funny bone today. Trump now is the most acquitted president in history. Once again, today, after being acquitted in a second Senate impeachment trial, he is now the most acquitted president in American history. Trump issued a statement regarding his incredible honor. I have been completely and totally cleared of all wrongdoing in this pathetic witch hunt sham impeachment trial. I am now the most acquitted president ever, even more than Clinton. No president has ever been acquitted more than I have. Will I get the credit? Probably not. Because of the fake news media, I am looking forward to continuing our MAGA movement together for many more acquittals to come. According to the sources, Republican senators cheered and high-fived each other, knowing this had just outsmarted all the Democrats into bestowing such an unprecedented badge of honor to the former president. Oh no, what have we done? Wailed Senator Amy Klobuchar, suddenly realizing that the Senate had given Trump yet another impressive world record, making him the subject of trivia questions for the next two centuries. According to sources, Clinton will be handing over his giant gold, most acquitted ever trophy to Trump in Mar-a-Lago next week. We have to laugh. We just absolutely have to laugh or we would go crazy. Absolutely go crazy. America, you have to understand that this attack on President Donald Trump is truly the attack on you. It is you that they were scared of. You know, I read something. I was scanning just an article this morning, and I didn't quite finish it. I was just pressured with all the stuff that was coming in. But it was talking about this acquittal. And it was talking about what had taken place. They can't have Trump run again. And they need to make an example of Trump to make sure that you, we the people, don't ever get this idea of a republic restored again. Because the deep state, they have tentacles, and they're deep. But you know what? I have confidence in we the people. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-978. 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Out of Galatians, I mentioned this in my monologue. For you have been called to live in freedom. Think about that. Use your freedom to serve one another in love. You have been called to live in freedom. Now, I'm not sure how he meant this, but I think he meant it in a good way. This is Dan Crenshaw. If you'll remember, he's a vet serving in Congress. And he has this guide, the Conservative Guide to Culture Wars, in no particular order, he says. So I meant this to be, and I think he did too, to be encouraging. But I want you to focus on this scripture, the first half of this. For you have been called to live in freedom. We should not fear what the left is doing. We should meet it head on. We need to be the musk oxen, and we need to circle around with our heads out. Not in. With our heads out. And face the enemy. Number one, he says, America is worthy of our love and patriotism. Two, victor mentality is much better than victim mentality. We are victors. We are not victims. Number three, free speech is absolute. Hate speech is not an objective term. Do not give up your freedom of speech. Number four, he says, it doesn't matter what kind of gun you restrict. Criminals still hurt people. Let us protect ourselves. Number five, you get to keep wealth you create and pass it to your kids. Number six, the government has no right to shut down your business or invade your home without due process, even in pandemics. Seven, women should not have to compete against men in women's sports. Remember that one. He comes back to it. verifying ID to vote is not racist. It's common sense. Now, I'm going to elaborate on this, because the left right now is telling us we need to have an ID to travel and prove that we've taken a vaccine. They're wanting to bring this to a circle here. But you don't have to prove that you're a citizen to vote, because they think everybody who lives here, who plants here, who distributes things here, is a citizen. Borders and national sovereignty are not racist or xenophobic. Number 10, you can't have freedom without order, order without law, and law without morality, morality without religion, or religion without God. I like that one. 11, innocent until proven guilty, not the other way around. Number 12, personal responsibility is a virtue. 13, never give into cancel culture, but stay humble and apologize only when you're wrong. Because sometimes we are wrong. Number 14, the founding was 1776, not 1619. Boy, they're in a mess. I have an article on that. They are in a mess. You talk about corrupt, deep state, horrific, horrific crimes. Number 15, stand for the anthem. Number 16, policy that favors one race over another is not social justice. It's racist. I thought that was a good one. And that I also heard Bob Woodson say that. And I'm trying to think who the other guy was, another black man that's in Congress right now, say that. And also Leo Terrell. He says, and I had to look this up because I hadn't been paying attention, I guess. It's Latinos, not Latinx. Now, apparently Latinx is some kind of a gender neutral to Latinos. Latino means the masculine side, Latina is the feminine side. I didn't know that. I just thought Latinos were Latinos. Yeah. Number 18. Less abortions, more adoptions. Well, I think that's a good idea. I also think maybe more families. Maybe more people with morality. With families that understand. 19. Only women can be pregnant and breastfeed. I like that one. Number 20. It's okay to lose in competitive sports, and second place trophies don't help anyone. It says also C number 7, which was the women should not have to compete with the men. Because, you know, that's going to really keep them from getting scholarships in their sports. 21. More police. Not defend the police, defund the police. We need more police, not defund the police. 22. We don't tear up the past. We learn from it. Oh, amen, Dan, amen. And he says, 23, this list is not exhaustive. There's more. There's more. I think, you know, number 2, victor, be a victor. Have a victorious mentality, not a victim mentality. When you stop and think of all the things that America has gone through from the day they got off the pilgrims, got off of the boats there, and they almost all died the first winter to where we are today. I mentioned last week, do you think our founding fathers had any clue as to how significant this nation would become? And it has. And the Democrats and the rhinos and the career politicians want to remove that. They only want them to be significant. They don't want this nation to be the beacon of God in this world. I've gotten many phone calls through the years people from other nations, from other countries, looking at us and going, what the heck are you thinking down there? Well, I guess we're not thinking, because we've lost this first part here. America is worthy of our love and patriotism. Oh, we've had our dark days. We've had things we're not proud of. But also, you don't tear down the past. You learn from it. Lest you know where you came from, you cannot know where you're going. For you have been called to live in freedom. America. You have been called to live in freedom. So do it. And bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.